Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Poodle, you know what I love about us?
No, didn't expect that.
We're like, you know, we're kind of like that glass of water that you're drinking right there. We're like water. We're just water. We come together. We form a way. I usually end up feeling cold and wet after I've done a podcast with you. We're like water. What the fuck?
It's just beautiful imagery you're giving me. We are fire. We are like two pieces of fire that come together, like fire emoji, like two balls of fire that you create from clip art. That clip is art. What we are.
That's what we are.
We are, y'all, this is the single life.
Single life.
This episode is going to be, we only had three people because Stephanie is gone, hopefully forever.
Hopefully forever. We're not talking about Big Pred.
No.
So that leaves us with Yessie and
Yessifer.
Yessifer, Debbie, which is like Debbie was literally 5 minutes and that's it. And then Sinjin.
Do you feel like this season has lost its way?
It really
has. The last two or three episodes feel like we're just teetering towards oblivion.
You know what it felt?
And I don't know where we're going.
It feels like a great movie that doesn't know how to end.
Yeah.
It started off so strong and so well.
It wasn't great, but it.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But we still haven't wrapped up Natalie.
That's true. So it looks like it's going to be Big Pred next week, Natalie.
Debbie.
Sinjin, Debbie? Or I think Sinjin might be done.
Sinjin's done. He literally, he talked about what the future may hold. He's done.
Yeah.
What? I hear your grinder going off.
No, it's his fucking phone. What was his arc then? I mean, not to be pedantic.
His arc is to realize he's better off without Tania. Because that's what he says. Like,
and now, thank God, I'm very happy that I've left Tonya. I left that harpy in Connecticut.
I was like, that's fucking brutal. You know that she watched that and just went, ouch.
After one date with a chippy that I just met in Arizona, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
I know that I chose wrong.
Yeah, I love your long hair. I think that makes you authentic.
I think you are the most interesting person I've met in years.
We're going to get to it, y'all. We're going to get to it.
That's why I feel like this episode and the last two, really, although there were some interesting parts, we just get – and I think if we were watching Big Pred, I fast forwarded through most of it. We've been told that people are saying that Kaori, the woman he's been pursuing in Mexico, reads him for filth and some interesting things, but we're still not covering it. But
yeah,
I'm sure that would help make the season a little more regular. But I've just since about three or four episodes ago, I'm like, what has happened? It's like we ran out of gas.
It is. It is like we ran out of gas. So, oh, well, we're not going to see. And I think it's gross because he and Pratt is done with her now. Because, you know, he's we fast forward it, but I can see the fast forward that he's riding off in the boat in the sunset with his mother.
Right.
And then we see next week, we're supposed to have a big reveal of who the new old love he wants to go back to.
Fucking Liz.
It's gonna be fucking Liz. So anyway, bleh.
I just.
And they're going to be on Happily Ever After. Get ready.
Oh, I just, I almost, God.
I wish we were recording this because you actually got a little bit of
my stomach just lurched, y'all, to imagine them on Happily Ever After.
Yeah, y'all, as we've said before, I said this at our Chicago Live show.
We're still not covering them.
No, we're not. People didn't believe me, y'all, that there was a person on that used to work for Cameo and totally talked about, and Ed makes the most Cameo, like by far. He makes like $600,000 a year from Cameo, and then Darcy's second with like $120,000. Now, granted, though, Darcy would probably make a lot more if she actually did her cameos.
Or maybe wasn't dead drunk on them.
Just completely blitzed.
If I had the time and wasn't doing this podcast, I might take a survey of who is a big Pred fan and visit each of them individually and tell them why they were misguided.
I don't care as much as you, but I would enjoy that show.
Because there's obviously something wrong with them, right?
For
people who enjoy him. There's something wrong with them.
Maybe like
they need work. They need something.
Maybe it's people who don't watch the show. Maybe it's people who don't watch the show who, I don't know. Of course, a lot of men, I think, like him. Of course they do. Yeah, and maybe it's just because if you're not on social media and you don't know about all the horrible stuff he did.
It's whatever. More than that. Even the first season we saw him, he was incredibly awful.
I want a single life of Rose. That's what I want. Well, anyway.
This was a troll season. Let's be honest. Give us people. I think with the single life, we need a couple more people we can root for. Debbie wasn't enough.
We needed another one because we thought it would be Sinjin. No. And we realized, y'all.
They spent too much time with Tania.
Well, and also it's whatever. We're going to get into him. Let's talk about.
Yesifer.
Let's just talk about Sinjin because we keep talking about him.
Why not?
Let's just get done with him and we'll get to Yesifer. We'll do them last. Y'all, so Sinjin's taking a shower and he's washing his balls.
I need to wash my balls. I think I could be an opera singer, even though I've never studied, trained, or anything.
Maybe again. Sinjin. Would you teach
the confidence of a straight white male, y'all?
That's true.
That they think they can just be an opera singer without training.
That's true. Would you teach him voice?
No.
Okay.
It would depend on what his goals were. I would say that.
Okay. Okay.
If he said, I want to be an opera singer, I would go, that's not going to happen with no training. That's not going to happen. If he wanted to say, if I wanted to just sing better, I would work with him. I probably would get frustrated with his work ethic because I would imagine
he would never practice.
He'd just blow it off. Yeah.
You don't like practicing. I thought it just kind of like come to me.
And I think though he'd be going for a certain sound and I'd be going for a more physicality and he'd never get it. I don't think I could penetrate his thought.
There you go.
I do refuse. These days I'm not taking any more clients, but I have refused people for that reason.
That feels good. Remember when you just had to take anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew Jake when I used to be roommates with Jake. That's when he was first started out teaching. I knew that he needed money when he started teaching children.
Oh, you know what? They were really, it's not that children can't be taught and rewarding them teaching them isn't rewarding. It's just dealing with their fucking parents and dealing with all the little things that like, oh, the kid's got this practice and he can't be there for this and he's got this. And it's just like, I don't need to know. And the parents will talk to you for like, I'm telling you, teaching children, teachers will know this, who even classroom teachers, the children are never the problem. It's the parents. The parents are awful.
And not all, but when there's a problem, it's the parents, yeah.
75% of them.
Okay, we need to move on because you're going to get letters. Okay, so Sinjin, he like showers, he's getting all of his, he sits down and he's talking with his friend Aaron. He's
Aaron. With Brew. Hey, Brew.
I'm a little nervous, Brew. And Sinjin says nervous, something. Brew. He says, my dating history is shit. In fact, I really don't have one. And I went, that's because you're a fuckboy. And Tania nailed down a fuckboy. That is why, and that is why, honestly, spoiler alert, y'all, this episode ends with Sinjin being glad he's fucking single because he just wants to keep being a fuckboy.
Spoiler alert, he's not that deep, y'all. There's not a lot there.
But he thinks he is.
He thinks he is.
But he's not.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a bad guy or anything.
No, that's
like that.
Not what we're saying at all.
No, you didn't say that at all. I'm just saying that like he just doesn't. I don't think
he's he's a simple bloke.
He's a simple bloke. So he
I think Tania really thought she could make more of him too. I think she saw him as a project. And one of her problems with dating. And
I think she's a fixer. I think I think Tania probably ran around having to, I'm just inferring, I don't have any evidence for this, so don't come at me. I think Tania probably ran around fixing a little bit of cleaning up after Missy a little bit. Cause I bet Missy got into some shit. And so Tania's into helper.
And I kind of want more for Tania. I want more from Tania. She's doing a new podcast, you know.
Oh, really?
She's doing a podcast. Yeah.
Oh, do you think she would do like a podcast collab with us?
Not if she's ever heard of her show. And I think I'd actually have to call her Tanya.
Tanya.
I think I'd be fundamentally opposed to.
You couldn't do it. You'd be like, so Tania. She's like, it's Tanya.
It's Tanya.
And be like, I don't know whose show this is.
I don't think that's a good idea.
What's her podcast called?
I don't know. I just saw that she had done one. I'm not that informed. that should be the subtitle of our show. We're not that informed.
It really should.
We just say things all the time. We don't even know.
We're like, not that informed.
I once heard a person scream out in a crowd this. That's the extent of my knowledge about some things.
My Aunt Jane said she watched a program 20 years ago that said this.
Exactly.
So
it's like birds aren't real. People are like, you know, that's a fake conspiracy. I'm like, no, I didn't know that. I'm not a millennial.
No, he did not know that. I'm trying to find. I don't know. I don't know.
Who cares? It matters very little. Cares?
I want to know.
Well, you can look it up after.
Fine. I bet it's something called really pretentious, like new moon, new you.
I don't know. It'd be something it'd be something very vague. But I think it was a picture was her with her arms crossed. That's what it looked like. Anyway, he's like, I just want someone who's not going to change me. And you guys, that it's okay.
Oh, it's
not
called,
want.
It's some, called Talk with Tania.
Is it?
It's called Talk with Tania.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. I don't mind that. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
But he's like, I don't want someone who's going to change me. And I was going to say, it's okay to want to be in a relationship with someone who's going to try to radically make you into something new. But two people who are together are going to change. It's going to happen.
That is. This Sinjin has – he really is. You watch this and you go, wait a minute. Was Sinjin the biggest problem in Sinjin and Tania's relationship?
I don't know. Tanya was pretty bad or Tania was pretty bad.
She was. But I think – I look at this and I went, I wonder if a lot of her frustration came because she thought you do. When you get with someone, you feel like they grow together.
Yeah.
And – I don't think he grew at all.
Absolutely not. And I think both were equally at fault. I think hers were more obvious on television.
Yes.
Her flaws.
Yeah.
And he was very happy playing the good guy who seemed to be the victim of all her. I don't know. I don't think Sinjin's my soulmate. And the cringe that the whole audience felt.
Yes.
And the fact that she left to go be an apothecary the first time. So we forget things like that.
I forgot about that. She was horrible. I forgot. Thank you for reminding me that she's horrible. Thank you, Poodle.
It's not that I would say she's horrible. I would say that she's got the confidence level to do great things, but not a lot of self-awareness.
Not a lot of, she has a confidence level and she's not dumb, but yeah.
By no means.
Yeah, she's pretty smart, but.
And it's, I will say this, by no means do I dislike her the way I did on their first season, but I want more for her. I want her to have a chance to do things without him. I think she has something to offer. But I don't want her on our show, and I don't want to go on her show.
Well, I don't think I'll tell you that right now.
I
don't think we're going to talk with Tania at all. no, at all. No. So Sinjin with his buddy, and they're just talking about the date, and he's saying, you know, he's nervous, and y'all, this is like Aaron. What's his name? Aaron or it's
Aaron. Aaron, but it's just spelled A-Y-R-O-N.
Oh yeah, and so Aaron. Yeah, Aaron. He's like, hey, remember you got to do things like open doors for her. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, we're men. We don't think of this. I was like, what the fuck ever? And then
scratches balls.
It was funny that Sinjin said, you know, my friend Aaron's been nice enough to let me sleep on his couch, and I don't want to disrespect him and come home and have sex because I'm pretty
really loud sex.
I have really loud sex. And he says, I don't want to disrespect him. And then he gets up and just changes his shirt right in front of him. And you see Aaron kind of looking down like, don't look at his nipples. Don't look at his nipples. Don't look at his nipples.
And like his lucky shirt or something like that.
His lucky shirt.
It's much better than the one he had on. I agree. He is going to a very classy Dave and Buster's to meet her.
It does look like a classy Dave and Buster's.
They look like there's actual entrees there, you guys. Yes. But there's a pinball machine and kind of also a potted fern. So it's a classier version.
There's what's it called where you roll the ball up the ramp?
Ski ball.
Ski ball. It's made all of like reclaimed wood and bamboo. Yes.
Acacia. Only acacia wood.
Only the best. Yes. So all that. I actually
David would enjoy and David and David and Buster's Ltd.
David and Ltd. I would go. So he's sitting. Y'all, he is so nervous waiting for this date. He's like,
because you're right. He has not dated.
He's not dated. So he doesn't know. He just hooks. Y'all remember, he was a bartender. So he was the one serving drinks. And that was, y'all, that was back when he looked really good.
He knows how to serve a girl drinks, talk to her drunkenly, go back, fuck her, spend maybe the rest of the day with her in kind of a weird limbo state and leave at night and then go tell all his friends about it. He doesn't date.
And then a week later when he gets a text and said, hey, did you give me herpes? He blocks them.
Exactly. Circle of life. It's a circle of life and herpes.
It's circle of life and herpes.
It's a circle of herpes.
Sinjin's got it. Sinjin's got it. Wow. Too bad we're not together. That would be a whole song, y'all. We're remote.
There would be. We are remote, but go.
He's in L.A. and I'm in Houston. So Papa Mar's not doing that great, but we're going to keep on chugging at it. So thoughts and prayers and love appreciated. But yes, so hopefully the internet doesn't fuck up in this place. And hopefully no one we're doing this late at night. So hopefully nobody in Houston comes for me in this. Turn it down, gay wad.
It's only 10:30 where you are.
People go to sleep here at Central Time.
That's right.
I cannot. Poodle cannot understand Central Time and how it works.
And I live there. there for a while.
When I explained to him that people eat dinner at like 6, he gets livid. He does not.
I'm such like a disgustingly out of touch left coaster or right or east blue coaster. Like, I'm disgusting. I'm like, just like, what do you mean there's not a sweet green? Like, on your street.
He was asking me these questions, and I said, well, you know,
disgusting.
Jake, I said, where I'm from, you know, in Oklahoma, you don't even call people after 9 o'clock. And he looked at me like I just peed on the floor.
And I know that you're right. It's just like, I don't accept it. Like, I can't imagine a reality where that's true, even though my parents live in that.
It's its own little thing. What about, you know, I know, but what about mountain time people? What do they do? When do they eat dinner?
I don't think that time zone even exists. Like, for me,
I don't get it. Why do we have it?
Because that's how the world works, and we need
time zones. But mountain time, it never gets any credit.
I think we do need time zones
because it says 8-7 central for timing of a show. But then, does it come on at 8 p.m. mountain, or does it come on 6 p.m.?
Well, the reason why they did 8-7 central is because they thought they could standardize one part of the country. And then at least, so you're not going to fuck over time slots. That is a good question.
But come at us, mountain time sissies. When you were growing up on Thursday nights, what time did Friends come on? Because for us,
I will tell you, it's 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m. for everyone except central time people.
Oh.
I'm so glad I had to fully explain broadcasting. I like it how you were like, was it 6 o'clock? Did Friends come on at 6 o'clock? In Los Angeles, Friends would air at 5?
Well, not in Los Angeles, but like for people, I'm like, that's hard if you live in Boulder. You gotta rush home from work.
This is the most inane conversation we've ever heard. I've got to move on.
Okay. We're ridiculous.
And we've officially bottomed out.
On that note, we're going to take a commercial break for the people on the free feed. If you're on the podcast or the supercast, we're going to keep going. All right, we're back.
So she shows up. She's
Kira. Yeah.
Repinked her hair a little bit. It's a little pinker.
I like it.
It's fine with me. It's just,
y'all, I feel like Kira is the rebel girl in Phoenix. Like, they're like, Kira is like, she is like,
she's such a free spirit. You know, Kira.
She's such a free spirit. Yes. And they're like, oh my God, she colored her hair.
Phoenix is not a backward city. Though. No. It's not
a backward city, but I've been to Phoenix. It's not.
Me too.
I'm not. I don't love it. I don't. You know what? I shouldn't say that because I went to Phoenix in July. That is not when you want to go to Phoenix.
Jesus Christ.
I bet if I went to Phoenix in like December, I bet you can do a lot of stuff.
She's I'm going to save you before you insult the entire state of Arizona.
You literally can't go to Ohio or Florida.
You know what? Those two states deserve everything I dish out at them. I'm not apologizing. I'm not apologizing ever to either Ohio or Florida. I'm still going to come to their state. Doesn't mean I'm going to apologize. I stand by everything I said.
Oh, Jesus. Keep going.
I may be okay with Columbus and, like, maybe Cleveland. No, but the rest of it's Sandusky to me. And Cincinnati, maybe. I'm gonna get Instagram hate again.
Yeah, you're gonna get it.
You make me do it.
I don't.
So, Kira's basically interviewed. She's like, yes, Sinjin comes off as like this really genuine guy. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens is code for I'm going to be sucking his dick tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. And I'm already planning on it.
Yes.
Yes. And it was interesting. Sinjin is so, he does oblivious. Not know what's going to happen.
And he doesn't know that she just wants to like, she doesn't, well, we're going to just, but they play darts.
He's terrible.
he's terrible. And she's like, oh, that's so funny that he is not fun. And so Sinjin is, Sinjin sits down and he's like, he starts to say what you don't really say on a date.
You know.
Oh, Jesus.
I think this is a time for another installment of Reality Gaze
Theater.
You can't do it. It's don't sing. It's the delay. You know that. I can't believe I have to tell you over and over again.
But what if one day it's together?
You know what?
What if they fix it? We'll never know.
We've got a better chance of... We've got a better chance of the Mariners being in the World Series.
Someone's going to come at you and say, Jake, the Mariners are really good this year.
They might. No, they're just a team that's never been to the World Series.
Never, ever?
I remember that from a trivia question one time.
Oh, maybe because they're a newer team. Who cares?
They're not a newer team. They've just never been.
Didn't Ken Griffey Jr. go play for them? Why do I care?
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care about baseball.
So they are. So I'll be playing Sinjin.
You don't want me to play Sinjin. I can play Sinjin if you want me to.
No, I don't want to do that to Scottish listeners.
Okay, fine. But
or South African listeners, actually.
All right. Imagine, picture it. We're on a date.
I'm not very good either at it.
We're on a date with pinball machines behind us that when you play them, they have a social activist standpoint.
You win the tickets. The tickets register you for the Green Party.
Okay. All right.
When you win, yeah.
And action. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so what are you going to get? What are you going to order?
I think I'm going to get, I don't know. What are you going to get? What are you going to get?
I was thinking about the salmon.
Oh, my God. Me too. I was going to get the salmon. It looks like
you're going to get the salmon. That's amazing that we were both going to get the salmon. It's amazing. Salmon, yes. I feel like we have a really good rapport. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Rapport. Is that like a report card?
I don't know. I just heard my ex-wife say it once.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like a word that's real.
Sure. I just, just thank you for being here. And this is nice. You know, I just,
I like the pink in your hair.
Oh, thank you. I want to talk about my dating past.
We can do
really
this.
Shitty. Just shitty. Just really shitty, shitty. I had this one guy, Brandon. He told me that when he got off of his shift at Taco Bell, that he would meet me at Skateland to go make out in the back. He never came, and I registered for roller skates for nothing. I'm too old to go to Skateland. Do you realize how stupid I looked?
That sounds rather serious.
So that's why I don't date anybody. So, I don't really date anybody seriously.
You've been hurt. You've been hurt.
I just got out of that relationship, so I don't want anything serious. This is me trying to tell you that I just want you to stick it in, but you're not going to get that.
Oh, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Yeah. If you want, do you want to fuck on that? What does that say? Oh, so do you want to?
What are your goals? What are your relationship goals?
Sorry, what do you want? Got distracted by that pinball machine. I think somebody just saved a part of the rainforest. Anyway, my relationship
that hasn't been, that's still very important, but it hasn't been a woke cause this year. Oh, but okay,
all right. I think my relationship goals are, to be best friends in your relationship.
Oh, best friends, best friends.
and have children, have lots and lots of children. That's what I want. Yeah. Oh, look, that girl just won an organic tampon. Good for her. That's great.
That's kind wonderful. Of mine. Mine too. I want to find a best friend.
And you want to have kids? You want to have kids? Do you want to have kids? What do you think about kids?
That was a kind of a problem with my previous relationship. I didn't want to have kids now. I'm not ready now.
Okay.
So, but I may want them one day. You know how it's like, I kind of like the idea of kids, but I don't like the idea that they're going to be around all the time because I like my time. So I may be ready like in 20 years, but I'm not ready now. You know what I mean? Now or 20 years?
We should hang out again.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, give me a hug. Give me a hug.
Oh, you want a hug?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I got a little bit of a pamphlet about how women don't need bras. I won that at like the little whack-a-mole.
Oh, I've definitely heard about that.
Okay.
Know about that.
They're constrictive. It's a misogynist thing.
You need to let your breasts free.
Yes. Yes.
Fry, as we say in South Africa.
Hug me, and when I'm hugging,
and let's go out. Would you like to go out again?
I'm whispering in your ear. Come fuck me tonight.
I don't understand. Dating is so hard.
And see.
She did everything.
She did everything.
Squirt out her vagina at him.
She literally present. Like, I actually have to say, I like Kira. Her voice is annoying. She has annoying girl, like that annoying, Kardashian girl voice. But I like her because she's just like, yeah, I don't want to date anybody. Let's just fuck around and like hang out. And bless his heart, he is just not getting it.
It's so interesting because we realize he's a real neophyte when it comes to even dating. Like, it's been so long since he's dated. He's probably went on, you think about it. He might have been on about maybe 5 or 6 dates, and everything That's else true. Is like fuck trips.
Is neophyte, that's somebody who's new to something,
new
right?
New to something, yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
A novice, a neophyte.
A neophyte.
A noob, well, if you will.
It sounds like, what's that sexual word that ends with fight?
Nymphomaniac.
Maybe that's where I'm getting it. So I didn't know if you were saying something disgusting sexually.
No.
I always have to check with you.
So... He tries to wrap this up, you guys, and it's done in the weirdest way. He's like, so the producer says, so you just told her that you weren't ready to have kids, but you told Tania that you didn't want kids. He's like, well, it didn't say that was, and she's like, don't call me for being an asshole.
he's like, you know, I'm not sure about kids, but what I am sure about is that I never want to be with Tania. Sure about that.
What a way to end.
And then he's like, and then he learns the next sentence is, the future looks bright, bro.
A Tania-less future is a beautiful one. Yeah, I think you said he was looking for a reason to leave her. That's why he brought up the kids.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Now... I would imagine that she is a hard person to live with. So
yes. But she would have loved all the prizes she would have won at this.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to Debbie? A very short little thing.
I mean, literally all I have for Debbie, and I mean literally all I have, she's talking to Audrey and her and Cole.
There's this. How it's introduced is this song is like, she had a little black dress. She was looking kind of hot and she loved everything. She liked to cross stitch and she was a hot mama. We're going to fuck tonight. It's like, where do they get this?
Where'd they get that?
Licensed garbage. This unlicensed garbage.
Pond 5. You know, I Shazam that. And that's actually, ironically, the song is not called Hot Mama. It's called Ruth. And it's by a rock band called Hot Oil.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah. I guess one of them dated a woman named Ruth, who was the mama.
Gotcha. Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
I mean, literally, you guys, this is like the most nothing happened because, I mean, she's talking to Audrey. They're getting ready to go on the date. She says, well, I better make up with Colty.
Colty's going to take me to the date.
Mom, I can't drive, remember? So you better tell him you love me.
Pee-wee, clam up before so I can go meet my old man.
I know, but you know that time I drove that four-wheeler, I ended up killing the neighbor. Oh, wait, that was fun.
It was really hard. I had to lean my head down on the controls for you to drive that four-wheeler.
I told you I can't drive stick, Mom.
Because you don't have arms, Pee-wee. You don't have arms. How many times have to tell you?
Okay, remember that.
But so they
still don't know how you killed all those drifters with no arms.
But y'all, it literally is. She makes up with Colty, or they kind of don't even make up. They just kind of see each other, like, "Hey," she's like, "You still hate my guts?"
And then he's like, "Sure, I'll give you a ride.
I want to meet this guy." And then that's it. They get on the road and they drive to the date.
I will say she looks great.
She does look great. Let's hope it goes well for Colty. All right.
How many episodes do you think there are?
So in season one of Single Life, there were 12. I can't imagine there's going to be more than 11 because they're going to wrap up Debbie. We're going to wrap up Ed. And then we're going to also wrap up Yessifer was going to wrap up, but they're not, because they realized they needed to have another episode with
Kakwa. And the wind blows and it whispers, Kakwa.
Y'all, we follow him on Instagram and we're happy about it.
She is hot.
Who is it that we followed on Instagram and they started following us? Was it him?
Leo. From Jasmine's hairstylist friend.
Y'all, that man is good looking.
He's not like model hot. He's just like ridiculous, normal, like Panamanian guy hot.
He's ridiculous, normal. He's got a nice dick. And he also is a guy who I think who's sweet, but also would destroy you.
Yeah, you're right.
He does seem like that.
I'm attracted to those. So as soon as you said it, I went, yeah.
Yeah. He would fuck over Poodle hardcore.
He'd like get in my head too.
He would.
Are you that girl that like you immediately, it's not as bad anymore, but in my 20s, even my early 30s, I was like, who will best destroy me emotionally? who will best take my emotions and shake me like a fucking volcano that explodes out like a vinegar and baking soda volcano. That's what it feels like.
I would say actually for Yennefer, that would be Jesse. I think that would be Jesse.
That's true. It's because he's a fountain.
Y'all,
you are a fountain.
You're a fountain. They're still mad at each other, and she tells him that she needs time. Literally, if you look, this is like two kids mad on a playground. Like, that's how it feels so ridiculous.
And that's why it feels scripted, and he says, she's like, I need some time after, and I need some time after you called me an escort to my face. And I wrote down, good luck getting an apology from him.
Good, y'all.
Because you're not going to get it.
Guess what? I just want y'all to, this is, if you're watching this and you're dating a guy or a woman that you feel like acts like Jesse, you're dating a narcissist. Mm-hmm. You're dating a narcissist and or a sociopath. And the problem is.
Better hope they're a narcissist because narcissists are less scary.
And that's saying something. But diagnosable. But the thing is, though, these type of people with these type of personality disorders, which we think Jesse has, they cannot be wrong.
Nope.
They cannot. Y'all, it literally is. It is painful for this man to say he's just the word sorry. Because again, he's pissed off and he's sitting there drinking a drink with an umbrella, looking like a complete ridiculous asshole.
Yeah.
And she walks up and right away he just like gaslights her and it's like, baby, you misinterpreted everything.
Like, no, he doesn't, without saying, hey, can we talk? He's like, it was just such a misunderstanding. And he blames her for misunderstanding him.
Yes. As if to say underneath, he's saying, you're a stupid, stupid woman.
And he's the one who's taking offense. He's like, I can't believe you thought I would even say that. He flips it, y'all. Yes. This is how, textbook you know, narcissist behavior.
Yes. You know how I am and how I operate in the world. I definitely see why Darcy was so into him and why they fell apart. Because the stuff that he says later on about all the meme shit, Darcy lives in memes. And that's all Jesse says are memes. So she eats that up. But y'all, Darcy always needs a man to apologize and take some responsibility for fucking up.
He never will do that. But she would probably call him on that.
Oh, yeah.
She says, she says, I need an apology. I need disculpa.
And I was like, good for you.
And then she's like, keep saying. And she's like, no, that's not enough. She's like, would you say you're sorry?
He's like,
you're demanding. I guess I'll put my pride aside.
And they start kind of smiling at each other. And I'm like, this is so fake. She does say, okay, the fakest line of the whole thing is when she said, I need an apology. I need to hear it for my daughter and the women I stand for.
I almost heard like underscoring behind that. And all the women out there, all the Colombian women, themselves in me.
Yeah, that's you. You know, people do call Yennefer the Colombian Rosa Parks. Wow.
The Colombian Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's who she is. Yeah, that's who she is.
And all the women. Oh,
Gloria Steinem, watch out.
That was the worst. That was the worst step. So she says, he comes over to her really close, says, I'm sorry. And it really didn't mean anything. It was
gross.
And then he's in the moment. It's like, you know, I told you, if you need to hit me, you can do it in the bedroom.
And for the first time ever, Jake was a little bit attracted to Jesse.
No, even that. The way they talk to one another is like, this is sexy talk like if my dad wrote a porno. It's all like so far off but My Bad Wrote a Porno is intentionally funny.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not intentionally funny. They found this, but the idea of it that we're going to laugh at it because it's so cringe and they think it's real.
They think it's real. And so Instagram is real life to them.
And he's like, he's like, I'm carrying you through the fire. Because we are fire. We are fireballs who are burning.
Well, he sets up this beautiful Instagram thing. And I call it Instagram thing because he set it up going, this will be great for pictures.
Yeah, totally.
And so, really, there is fire everywhere.
Like us, because we are on fire.
And yet,
I would love to burn you both alive.
I'll blame you. And so there, he's talking about, and Yennefer is just kind of smiling. He says, what animal would Yennefer, and he says, like, in the bedroom, there's fire.
This feels like a fucking Newlywed Game question. Yeah. All of a sudden, it's like,
Jesse and Yennefer. Jesse, what animal would Yennefer be in the sack?
I would say it is a Dutch animal of folklore, but it is an animal with pig's head, but goat body.
Okay, let's see what. So that would be a gig.
Gersenparter.
Okay, Gersenparter. Okay, great. Yennefer, let's see what you picked.
Oh, I chose dragon.
She chose dragon. Dragon. Oh, I'm sorry. Not a point.
And so, Jennifer.
You don't know each other at all.
Jennifer, what do you think Jesse, what did Jennifer say? What animal you resembled? I would say she would think I was a. This is a very tough question because I like all animals. You're killing me with these questions, Bob.
Time is up, Jesse. You're an asshole. No one cares about your animal anymore. Oh,
that's what I would choose. I would choose donkey. Because it's very strong, dependable, noble.
Not anything like you.
Jennifer, what did you think that Jesse was? What animal? Oh, I said he was a fountain.
Fountain.
That's not an animal.
That's not an animal. Jennifer, that is that is wrong again. People cannot be a fountain.
Oh. Okay,
she said
fine.
He's a fountain of love. And as Jesse said, a fountain of fluids.
Fountain of other fluids. Dog, again,
you know
it's
what that
not
means.
Funny.
Jesse likes to come on Jennifer's face.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's a thing we use in if we talk about literature criticism and or notes and criticism. If I'm doing a note session where I say this is song as text or text as text, that there is no subtext, you're just saying things. It's like saying yes, and you are a fountain of sperm. It's one step before that.
It's one step before
it's that. It's so clumsy, and it's cringe, and it's cringe. Gross. Anyway, so they keep talking. He's like, but Jesse's like, so I really want to find out everything about Kakwa or Kaka.
Yeah, he said, and Jennifer says, yes, I want the air to be clear. And she says, so what she, y'all, because she knows she lied, but she said, I've got to act like I'm the one that's going to set this up and I'm promoting this. So that way it'll soften whatever Kakwa says.
And Jesse's like, I need to get the truth from Kaka or Kakao. Kakao will
wrong.
Tell me.
That's wrong, Jesse. That's wrong.
What is it? Cat cow?
No.
Is it
No, but you know what that is.
Cockapoo?
Cockapoo.
Cool. Yeah, and he's doing it on purpose, y'all. He's doing it on purpose. He knows.
He knows.
The thing about Jesse, y'all, he's not dumb.
He's not.
He'd be a lot easier to handle if he was
a lot of narcissists and such aren't dumb. They're just this. They are able to have this quality of obliviousness that is mind blowing.
Yeah. Jesse, you guys, and Yennefer to an extent too, but I think her, because she's actually, for me, has the propensity for violence.
Yeah.
That it feels like these two people are very dangerous people in your lives. And
I agree.
They will fuck you up in the head.
Yep.
Neither one of them
and just leave you broken and not even look back.
And neither one of them is looking for your worth, and neither one of them really care about you. They're just looking to what they can get from you. They kind of are perfect for one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all, they're going to make the call. And I thought he could really, hopefully he doesn't speak English because I don't think he knows a lot of English, but she can translate anything.
Anything. She might translate the way Jasmine translated with Leo.
I'm a buddy, little rabbit.
Remember when you murdered my family?
Yeah.
No. That's all I have.
That's the show, y'all. It's a short one. Hopefully next week is the end, I think.
Hopefully.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully, because we're about to get roll dogged. We got Darcy and Stacey on the free feed. We always have
Summer
Below
House
Deck.
Comes back Summer, next week.
Summer House drops next week. That's on the free feed. And y'all, spoiler, I was right. Love is Blind.
You were right.
It's coming back the week of Valentine's.
I will say you were right. You're never holding that pillow again because that's my pillow. And you don't get it.
I'm not going to hold it because I think you've done stuff on that pillow.
Maybe.
Go to reality.
Boy, that's a role play. Yeah. I can hold the I was right pillow.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes,
oh, God.
Yes.
Go to realitygaze.com, everybody, and you'll be right. No, I don't know what that means. But you can also go to our Linktree link. Y'all, New York is still going strong. It looks like things are, y'all, hold on. Some of you are exploding right now with COVID stuff. Some of you are getting better. It is going to get better.
Yep.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Right.
We're all going to be okay if we just do the right things and listen to science.
And New York, I know it's picking up a lot of places around you. New York, thankfully, looks like it is peaking. We're at the fourth day of case falling.
So hopefully, so we feel good and safe about going to New York, which is 2 weeks away. So hopefully that happens and we'll see you there. I guess we could say this now. They haven't announced it too, but we've kind of already said, but we're going to be guesting on the Crappy Awards too.
Thursday. Oh, wait. The 27th.
You already said it like three weeks ago.
Yeah, so I've already said it.
All right, everybody. Be sure to follow us on TikTok, on Instagram. We're all over your socials. In fact, one of our Jesse Yennefer memes went viral on TikTok.
Oh, my God. We've gone viral.
It's
the first time. It's the first time someone said viral to me since the doctor told me I had some type of viral something that he'd never seen before.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've ever played pool at a sustainable... with sustainable pool balls.
made of oven-fired cork.
Yes. You can call us.
Call us.